Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. About this time, a man and woman from the tribe of Levi got married. The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She saw that he was a special baby and kept him hidden for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she got a basket made of papyrus reeds and waterproofed it with tar and pitch. She put the baby in the basket and laid it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River. The baby's sister then stood at a distance, watching to see what would happen to him. Soon Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe in the river, and her attendants walked along the riverbank. When the princess saw the basket among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it for her. When the princess opened it, she saw the baby. The little boy was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This must be one of the Hebrew children," she said. Then the baby's sister approached the princess. "Should I go and find one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" she asked. "Yes, do," the princess replied. So the girl went and called the baby's mother. "Take this baby and nurse him for me," the princess said. The princess told the baby's mother, "I will pay you for your help." So the woman took her baby home and nursed him. Later, when the boy was older, his mother brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her own son. The princess named him Moses, for she explained, "I lifted him out of the water." Father, thank you, Lord, for, again, the wonder, the power, the counsel, the wisdom, the grace, the strength found in your word. Thank you for how that as we read and meditate on your word, time and time again, you teach us how that by your hand you orchestrate things so that your will can be done in the most difficult of circumstances and your word can go forth in power. Lord, you're a God that not only guides and directs us, but also you're a restoring Heavenly Father, a restoring Shepherd. When we make mistakes and go down roads we should not, you let us know in your word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for being the restoring God, the restoring Shepherd that you are as well. Help us to be wise enough to always walk in the wisdom and the counsel of your word in every area of our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer, Isaac Jackson, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your attentiveness right now. Father, thank you so much that you made man in your own image. Thank you so much for how much you've loved us, that you'd give your only son for us. And Father, thank you so much for calling us to be more like you. Father, right now, we're reflecting on the blood and love of Jesus and his resurrection life that he invites us into. And Father, right now, we're seeking to be more like you and more like your son. Father, thank you so much for inviting us into your fold. In your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to take time now, as we often do, to share a discipleship article that's meant both to be informative and spiritually encouraging to you, helping you to know and grow in your understanding of how to be an effective and faithful disciple and follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This article is entitled, "Shout from the Rooftops: Abortion Pill Reversal is Here." Abortion pill reversal, what is it? Is it real? Is this something that's actually available and works? Great questions that need to be asked. Is abortion pill reversal real and does it work? Yes and yes. Standing boldly for life and against abortion continues to be a crucial battleground and issue in our world. The church must become very, quote-unquote, educated and well-versed on some of the basic realities of both chemical abortion and abortion pill reversal. Why is this true? After the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the spiritual warfare surrounding the life issue has continued to rage very aggressively. The landscape and the battlefields have changed significantly, but the war has raged on. Sadly, today in our culture, most abortions are chemical abortions. This fact by itself should help us in the church to see the need for the church to be educated about what chemical abortion is. The items required for a woman to abort her child can be easily obtained through the mail, and tragically, even high school girls can easily obtain them by themselves. The abortion pill is the usual name for the chemical abortion process that uses two different medications to carry out its work. Typically, there are two pills that a woman will take to carry out the procedure to end the life of her baby. Mifepristone is the first pill, and misoprostol is the second. Mifepristone blocks the hormone progesterone, which is necessary for a pregnancy to continue. Misoprostol is taken next, which causes uterine contractions to expel the unborn baby. It's actually very common that a woman, after taking the first pill, may very soon find herself regretting her decision to end her child's life. When this happens in the mind and the heart of a woman, she may reach out to someone, possibly a loved one or a friend, crying out for help. This is why believers becoming educated about the whole process and about abortion pill reversal is so very, very important. If a young woman reaches out to someone who knows nothing about abortion pill reversal, the results may sadly simply be that the baby will soon die. However, if she reaches out to someone, a family member or a friend, who knows about abortion pill reversal, the possibility of the baby being saved is very real. Simply stated, if a person knows about abortion pill reversal and that person has the hotline, that is the phone number to call, this is a huge step. Each person who knows about APR, that is abortion pill reversal, and is prepared to share the hotline number can be used by the Lord to help save potentially many babies. God's word tells us in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." How true this is in so many ways, including this one as well. So we should encourage every believer to decide to become a loud voice for this cause, for the cause of abortion pill reversal. Have the abortion pill reversal number yourself. Seek to share it with others. Make sure the phone number and the website and the URL are displayed prominently somewhere in your church as well. Here's the information. The abortion pill reversal website, call the 24/7 hotline 1-877-558-0333. And please pray with us that this information will go everywhere in our culture. Praise God. Knowing and acting on the knowledge we have can save many lives, many babies. Again, the title of that article, Shout from the Rooftops, Abortion Pill Reversal is Here. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get you a copy of it. We are very honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Miss Cindy Collins. She's an advisor with the ministry Operation Outcry, which is a division of the Justice Foundation, a ministry headed by attorney Alan Parker. And also she's the author of a book entitled Redemptive Beauty. Cindy, welcome to the Hour of Intercession.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph. I'm just so honored to be with you.
It's an honor to have you on today. And we've had the privilege of having other persons that also have work too with Operation Outcry. Would you take time now, Cindy, to further introduce yourself to our listeners? And then we want to dive right in and let you share your story and your journey with the Lord.
Thank you so much. Well, I became a part of Operation Outcry back in 2004. It was actually after serving many years in ministry. And the Lord was telling me to use my testimony in a broader way. And Operation Outcry, it's operationoutcry.org, is based upon a scripture in Revelation 12:11 that says, "We overcome the evil one by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives even unto death." So as you'll hear in just a little bit more of my story, I knew that my past story of abortion in my life, that the Lord wanted to use that as I had walked through healing to start telling the nation and start telling even legislatures, start really, really speaking about how abortion hurts women and how he could use my testimony of overcoming that sin, overcoming that pain and trauma, and being healed through the blood of, and forgiveness of Jesus, how he was going to use that to make the wrong things right and to help women. So since that time, I have been able to go ahead and on the redemptive side of this, start a pregnancy center based outside of New Orleans, and then also work with women who have had abortion in their past, gone through abuse, and even those that have gone through sex trafficking and predatory relationships, because I don't live that far away from the Bourbon Street area. But God often wants to use our stories beyond our past to bring hope and freedom, forgiveness, and to see others set free. So that's sort of my heart, Pastor Joseph. He's really given me, I call it a mantle of love, to really, and passion, to see others know the full forgiveness and freedom in Jesus Christ.
Okay. All righty. Well, Cindy, would you take time now specifically to pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them through you as you both share your testimony and as you share about the work the Lord has called you to as well?
Amen. Father, I know that you have those, excuse me, that are keenly tuned in, Father, for this particular hour, Lord, and it's no coincidence, no accident. And Father, I just call them to attention, and you wake up others, Lord, that need to tune in right now. And Father, that you would do what it is that you want to do to not only bring awareness, but also to bring a deeper healing. Father, I just pray against any distractions and against the mouth of the enemy. I say silence in Jesus' name. And Father, we just bless those that are listening now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Cindy. So if you'll just dive right in and share just wherever you feel like you wish to begin sharing your story and your journey.
Amen. Thank you. And where I feel is to start with part of my testimony, and this is not about so much me as it is there's millions of women across our nation and really in the nations that have abortion in their past, often called post-abortive women. But I say women first, and the abortion is in our past. And whether it be in the church, whether it be somebody that's out in the community, even public officials. And so what happened with me was I was a 19-year-old college student. And this is many years ago, around the time that Roe v. Wade was coming through the Supreme Court. I was living in Pennsylvania, and I was pregnant to my first boyfriend. That had occurred because in my journey as a child, I had gone through sexual abuse. And as I grew and I started growing up and I was looking for love, I was looking for love in the wrong places, which was in the arms of another adolescent young man. And so we became pregnant and went to a Planned Parenthood and was looking for help. And at that time, we were referred really immediately for abortion. It was January of 1973, and that's when abortion was coming through the Supreme Court where the decision of Roe v. Wade and Doe versus Bolton were made. So I aborted my first child, and then I ended up 2 weeks later quitting school. Leaving college.
We're going to jump in right here and pick up right there on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Cindy Collins. She's the author of the book Redemptive Beauty, and she's an advisor with Operation Outcry. We'll be right back.
Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy
amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine.
The music of Toby Mac with Speak Life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Cindy Collins. She's the author of the book Redemptive Beauty and an advisor to Operation Outcry. Cindy, if you'll pick up right there where you left off before the break.
Amen. And I know that there is someone listening to this that they can relate to. Part of my testimony is that as I came out of that abortion facility, I was never the same. I had had my first abortion when I was 19 years of age as a college student, and immediately, you know, went into a feeling of depression, guilt, started drinking heavily, ended the relationship with my boyfriend, and then started to carry this feeling of no worth or value. And actually, you know, I felt, Pastor Parker, and looking back, that that was when a spirit of death entered me, and it was a compulsion and to get into these destructive relationships, which subsequently ended up in more pregnancies and more abortions. And it was like being self-destroyed. And I share that. It's still hard to share that because that's the darkest part of my life. Mm-hmm. But I feel that there's other women that have gone through the same thing, and they're carrying such a shadow of shame. And what this did was this really caused me to cry out to the Lord for healing. Psalm 34, verses 4 and 5 says, I cried to the Lord, and he heard my cry. Those who look to him will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their face. And I had to take the word of God. I became a believer in Christ. I became his disciple. And I knew that Jesus was the only one that could heal my pain and really take the torment out of my mind. And so I took 1 John 1:9, which is, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness, our sins of our past, and began to apply that immediately. But then every day, as Satan would remind me of the sins of my past, especially of abortion. So I did that, and as I came to New Orleans and turned my life over to the Lord, I began a healing journey. And that's what I want to encourage those that are listeners, no matter where you are in your walk with the Lord, if you have not really spoken to him about abortion in your past, whether you're male or female, I encourage you strongly in these days to do it. You'll find a greater measure of freedom and even bring your story and transparency to the body of Christ that I actually believe is convulsing from the, and our nation is convulsing from the sin of abortion. Mm-hmm. So I began to do that. You know, we're seeing that all over our nation, and because this is a thing. Statistics show that there's about 65 million abortions, and those would be mostly surgical or the suction aspiration, like what I went through. But with chemical abortions, some reports say, just in our nation, it's over 200 million. Hmm. So I know what I went through in the mental trauma and spiritual oppression, and we can't mask that anymore in this day of turmoil and trauma in our nation. So I moved into healing, and that's where, and helping others with my story. But but making healing sort of a life journey by applying the Word of God. So that is what compelled me, Pastor Parker, to go ahead and write down that journey. And it's a very simple book called Redemptive Journey, or Redemptive Beauty, Healing the Layers, mm-hmm. because the Lord was encouraging me to go ahead and write down that journey. And it's all based on the love of Jesus Christ, and to help people, especially women, get beyond even the healing and walk into redemption, which I believe I've seen it, how that sets others free, mm-hmm. and it's bringing so many others to Christ, mm-hmm. because they see the beauty of Jesus Christ.
Well, again, the title of your book is Redemptive Beauty. Would you take a moment now specifically to pray for women who may very well be right at that point in their life, either persons who have been where you were at that very low point, but also there may be some who are really considering abortion even at this moment for themselves. Would you pray for those individuals?
Amen. Amen. Father, I know that there are sisters and brothers that are listening, and they know that this is the time for them to go into deeper healing, Lord, or maybe they've been walking away just busy, Lord, even leaders, Father, even elected officials, Lord, that they've just masked this and said, I'm over it, but they're not. They're seeing it manifested in marriages and brokenness with children and parenting skills and feeling this lingering shadow of shame or unworthiness. And Father, we thank you that you break that off, Lord, in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has come in the flesh. And Father, that you pour out your love as we cry out to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you set the captive free. And that, Father, there's not one person listening that's gone too far or it's been too long. Father, that you continue to reach out to them to come back to you, to be still and know that you are God and that you love them. Father, I proclaim that there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, and that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. And Father, we speak to those, Lord, those young women, Father, those women of fertility age, Lord, that are considering abortion, that are not sure, that this radio program was especially designed for you. The Lord is providing a way out for you. And Father, there are pregnancy centers all over the nation that you can call. Optionline.org is a website that you can go to. Optionline.org is a website you can go to that will put you in touch with a pregnancy center even now. And Father, we come against the spirit of fear. You have not been given a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and sound mind. And we say that you are loved, and your baby is loved, and there are people that want to help. God has a great plan for you both. Don't throw it away. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Cindy. Now, again, Cindy, the title of your book is Redemptive Beauty. If someone listening would like to get a copy of it, can you tell them how to do that?
Yes, there are a couple of ways. You can email us and go through our website, which is speakhope.net. That's just one word is speakhope.net. And on there's a contact page. There's different points on there where you can get in contact with us, and we can talk to you more about Redemptive Beauty. But it's also on Amazon. And it's on there. It's, I think, about $8. It's a really healing book. And if you have Amazon Prime, they'll ship it to you free. But either way, if there's a difficulty where you can't afford that, please contact us. We also have an ebook that we want to make sure that this gets into the hands of every person that needs that hope and that healing, Pastor Parker.
Okay. All righty. Well, would you share once again, kind of elaborate more on, expand on the message, the specific message and mission behind the book?
Amen. Well, what we did was, as I was writing this down, the Lord was showing me that there are people that may have gone through even Bible studies or they've confessed their sin, but they're still feeling this lingering shadow of shame or that there's something that's not quite right. And that's what was going on with me. And the Lord was showing me that there were deeper roots, this feeling of unworthiness that was even tied back to abuse as a child. And that was sort of one of the roots that led me to have an abortion, destroy the life of my own child and children, and that the Lord wanted to go back to those deep roots. So we believe that our words carry power. And even for those that may have gone through childhood verbal or sexual abuse, that the Word of God can transform that life. So one of our things that we say is we give hope, we speak life, we reach with love till every captive heart is set free inside and outside the womb. And that we go ahead and we take people at the point where they are in their life. Let's say that what if we could look back to look forward? We look back only to be healed and that we see our true identity, our destiny, our calling, our purpose is in Christ. And we're no longer identified by our wounds or our mistakes. Like I'm not a post-abortive woman. There's not a post-addictive person, a post-pornography addicted person, but that we're identified by our identity in Christ, and we use those wounds to bring healing to others, whether they're self-inflicted or somebody else has forced us to do something. It's also a place where the wounds of the past are used to produce a life beyond healing. Mm-hmm. We saturate in the Word of God, transformed by our Creator, and we are healed as though the wounding never happened. You know, what we do is we found out, Pastor Parker, that sometimes we're not aware that we have heart blocks to receiving Jesus' love. And that was one of my problems, is that I could repeat John 3:16. I could sing Jesus Loves Me, but I was still having a difficulty receiving the love of Jesus Christ and his acceptance for who I was. Sometimes people will have a fear of man. And they will have, I call it a chameleon personality. And they'll be this way with one person, this way with another person, because they want to be accepted. Or they may have gone through the trauma of verbal and mental abuse. They may run in busyness, performance, a need for acceptance, suppressing pain and addictions, covering wounded places. They're in control, competition. And they may live in a behavior of repeated chaos or crisis in situations or life relationships. And so what we do is we, even through this book, is we address this, and it's simply really by receiving the love of Jesus Christ, releasing the love of Jesus Christ, receiving his forgiveness, releasing his forgiveness. And then dealing with any shadow of shame or guilt that may be lingering there. And I really feel that we're coming into a time of transparency in the body of Christ, that the Lord wants this in the congregations where people can freely come and be bathed in his presence and fully healed spirit, soul, and body. And this is one thing that it's in the book that I realized in my soul and spirit, that Jesus was the only one who could extend and give forgiveness, erase and heal the pain, give me new life, change me, because his love for me took him to the cross to die for all of my sins, including abortion. So we are preparing, actually, really, I feel, for revival, but then God is then giving an army of healers, I believe, both women and men, that will be so healed in Jesus' love that we'll be able to bring that to our nation.
Mm. Okay. Well, we have maybe about 60 seconds or so before the next break, but would you just for a moment pray for the church to really seek to minister along these lines more so to our culture?
Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for those that loved me from the inside out, Lord. They didn't tell me to exchange one set of grave clothes for another set of religious grave clothes, Lord, that I couldn't measure up to. And Father, we just thank you, Father, for the body of Christ that is preparing, Father, with the army of healers and places of healing, Father, all throughout our nation. And Father, we speak that specifically to the shepherds, Lord, Father, that are leading, Father, the body. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you for the church, and thank you for the opportunity the church has of being your hands and feet in the world, both the church that carries the gospel to the world, the church that's involved in the wonderful work of discipleship, and the church that's loving women who find themselves expecting at a tough time, loving them and help them to know that they can and should prayerfully look at definitely keeping their children, but also those who've been down that road and are in need of healing, forgiveness, and wholeness. Help us to know, Lord, that we're your vessels to minister to these precious individuals according to whatever needs they may be facing in their heart, mind, and spirit. Help us to be the church full of your love, mercy, and compassion that you called us to be. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our phone guest today is Cindy Collins. She's the author of the book Redemptive Beauty. We'll be right back. Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Cindy Collins. She's the author of the book Redemptive Beauty, and she's an advisor to the ministry outreach of the Justice Foundation known as Operation Outcry. Father, we thank you once again for your church, and thank you for the opportunity for the church to have your heart, to have your mind, and to seek to honor you in the way we love people who find themselves in so many different places in our world as a result of the journey they've been on. Lord, help us to represent you well. Help us to walk as you would call us to walk, that is, to walk in love, to walk in compassion, to walk in grace, to walk in mercy. Lord, help us to never be judgmental, but to always simply seek to have your heart in the way we love people into the kingdom, love people into forgiveness, and a restored life, as you simply do, as the Holy Spirit simply does in their heart, that which he does so beautifully. Thank you, Father, for the chance for us to use us individually and collectively as the body of Christ in the world. Each and every day, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Cindy, would you share with our listeners one more time, if they wanted to get a copy of your book, Redemptive Beauty, can you tell them how to do that?
Amen. They can go to our website, which is speakhope.net, That's speakhope.net. You can contact us directly if you want one or more of the books on redemptive beauty, healing the layers, or you can go to Amazon and look up Redemptive Beauty, Cindy Collins, or Redemptive Beauty, Healing the Layers, and it will come up, and you can order it through Amazon. It's about $8, but either way, contact us at speakhope.net, and we'll be happy to provide some copies and get you in touch. It's about $8. Mm-hmm. If you are doing a small group, we can, you know, make it more affordable for small groups also, Pastor Parker. So,
okay. All right. Well, as far as the message behind the book too, who would you say would most benefit from this book with the message that it carries?
Well, let me just share with you too that while we're talking, we also have a podcast on Spotify, and it's under Speak Hope, and it's okay. Actually me sort of reading the book and going through it. Mm-hmm. For those that may not be necessarily feel like reading it. I know when I was going through the trauma of healing from abortion, I had a difficult time reading. So I listened, and I listened to a lot of worship. Mm-hmm. And so on Spotify, it's under Speak Hope. You know, if you go to the Speak Hope website, there's information on all of that. But who it's for is, it's really for specifically for those that have abortion in their past, but even other layers of trauma. I've found that women are telling me, we give one away to each one of the women we're serving at our pregnancy center in Speak Hope outside of New Orleans. And recently, we did a redemptive beauty gathering out in the San Diego area in California. And the reason why I remembered that, because you had the song Tremble on, and while I was in the air, there was a 6.0 earthquake in San Diego before I landed. And the gathering was about an hour. So we're going to be starting to do these redemptive beauty gathering of hope in the different area. Pastor Matt Nene Stork from San Diego had a vision along with me, but it's anybody can do it. I don't even have to be present. It's a gathering of hope. And using the Redemptive Beauty book, we gave away freely to those that were participating. It was a small group, about 40 people. Mm-hmm. And there, it was a night of healing. And Pastor Parker, we did videotape it. So it's going to be uploaded to YouTube and on our website. And if somebody just sits through that, it's about 60 minutes, and they will receive that measure of healing also. Having the book is helpful. But our goal is through this time is to really multiply the healing throughout the nation and point everybody to the healer, who is Jesus Christ. The other thing is okay. to help the forgotten and the discarded, because we also minister to those that have been in human trafficking.
Okay.
And often their pain is discarded and they're disregarded. And we have a young woman that has been working with us. I've been counseling her for a few years now, and now she's becoming part of our staff.
Mm-hmm.
So, to use her testimony in redemptive beauty.
That's neat. That's beautiful. Praise God for that. Now, you mentioned that you did, I think understood, you said you have a podcast where you're reading through your book, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Go ahead.
It's on Spotify right now.
Okay. Share one more time how people can tune into that. Because I tell you, Cindy, let me just say this, that especially as it relates to the issue of people who are on the journey of fully receiving Christ's forgiveness and healing, it appears to me that a book with the message that your book has probably can be extremely valuable and helpful. And as you're reading through it and speaking to the issues as you read through them, that sounds like something that could really bless a lot of people in our culture today. So share one more time how someone can tune in to that specific podcast if they wish to.
Amen. The easiest way, if somebody has pencil and paper, is the site is anchor.fm anchor.fm/speakhope. anchor.fm/speakhope. But if you go to Spotify, then what you can do is just search for Speak Hope, all one word. And you'll see a little icon come up that's red and has butterflies and a sunflower on it. And that is the Speak Hope podcast. The thing about it, too, Pastor Parker, is I found music and worship to be very healing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's the same thing with AFR. The songs on there, just like Speak Life by Toby Mac, I mean, they start and tremble. It starts to wash over your soul. Mm-hmm. So, again, you go to Spotify, look up the Speak Hope with the butterfly icon, or anchor.fm/Speak Hope is how you get to the podcast.
Okay. All righty. I want to ask now specifically, Cindy, would you pray for pastors and leaders in the body of Christ? You know, so much, as people may often say, so much rises and falls on leadership, and especially like when pastors become passionate and bold about addressing the life issue. That's really huge in our culture because, again, there's so many areas where there's a lack there when it comes to pastoral leadership to really boldly and in love to address the issue for their congregations and beyond that as well. Would you pray for leaders in the body of Christ with regards to that matter?
Amen. Father, we just pray, Father, for those that are in leadership, for the shepherds, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, and just I pray strength for them, Father, in Jesus' name, and especially as they're carrying this weight, Lord, that they are, it's a fine balance, Lord, of those that they know have abortion in their past and those that are considering abortion. But the truth is what sets the captive free, Father, in both places. So I pray, Father, for a spirit of love, power, and sound mind and strength, Father, upon the pastors, that they speak boldly and compassionately, Father, in both areas, that it's time to receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ to set the captives free, that for an outpouring of your love, Lord, Holy Spirit love, Father, and repentance, Lord, Father, for our sins, and Lord, for a turning of our hearts back to you. And Father, for those that are still struggling with thinking that abortion is right, Lord, Father, give them visions and dreams of both the child in the womb and the mother that needs their help, that the church is a lighthouse, Lord, and Father, a refuge, a place, Father, a people and a place where both mother and child can come and be made whole and find their home in Jesus Christ. So, Father, we just bless the pastors and let them find other pastors like Pastor Parker and AFA and AFR, Lord, and other places where they can receive the tools, Lord, to minister to their congregations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Cindy. And Cindy, in the next 60 seconds, would you also finally just pray for couples and families that may be kind of walking through trauma as a result of going down the road of abortion as well?
Amen. And Father, I know that this is the time and the season, Lord. You don't want us to turn away any longer. No busyness, no distractions. Father, you're just removing all of those things and that we have to turn to you. And I pray for couples, Lord, that in their marriages, Father, maybe one or both have abortion in their past, that you would bring healing, Father, that they would begin to talk about this, give them grace, Lord, one to another, no accusations, no blaming, Father, but taking everything to the Word of God. Bring them the places of counsel and healing, like OperationOutcry.org on the website, OperationOutcry.org. There are healing places listed on there, SpeakHope.net. We can help with healing. And Father, for women and men separately, Lord, that have been hurt so much by abortion, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And Lord, I just pray you pour out your healing upon them now, and they feel your forgiving love as they cry out to you, and you would come and visit them, Lord. And Father, just take them to the places, Lord, where they can be strengthened as overcomers in Christ, and Lord, that you can build a life of redemptive beauty in and through them, and through their family, and through their children, and their children's children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Cindy, and thank you so much for being with us today, Cindy. And we invite all of our listeners to pray much for Cindy and pray for the message and the mission behind her book, Redemptive Beauty, that the Lord would use it tremendously in our world as well. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never in your life given your life to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved and to fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all our sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me, Lord, to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey your word every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Let me give you my email again. It's joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch. Email us again, that email, joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you. And once again, we do ask you, please pray much for Cindy Collins, pray for her book, Redemptive Beauty, and pray for the ongoing work of the great ministry called Operation Outcry, a division of the Justice Foundation. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.